seek forgiveness when we have the gathering, then such people come who they don't have a connection with our gathering, but they have good hearts. So I'm not as stingy when I speak. I'm not miserly. This is my habit. So I don't look at the time, how much time has passed, how much time's left. Because it's me who's using the energy, isn't it? You're just sat there listening. Yeah? So sometimes it takes long. Maybe now an hour's passed, I think, isn't it? Is an hour's passed? So maybe you get tired or you get a bit frustrated. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you get some pain. So I ask for you for forgiveness. But I have a good intention. I don't want to speak. I don't have a desire to speak. It's not my habit to speak either. Nor do I want to speak. Allah Ta'ala enables me to speak, allows me to speak. La yosate, in every khanka, my murids are sitting, my students. They're like you as well, my beloved students. So I don't know whose heart may penetrate. I'm saying, so when I go, I get feedback. And such feedback comes that quickly from this country, they say, Hazrat Sahib, what you said yesterday, I've done tawbah today from that. And then my heart becomes full of enjoyment, alhamdulillah. That's why sit with ease, have patience in front of me, don't look at the time, think how much time's passed. Just intend, Allah, we've given everything to our teacher and we're sat here now. It's come with this intention that you've come now, we don't know when we're going to leave. Okay, one colleague said to me, beautiful thing. And my wife says to me, when I'm going to come? And I said to my wife, I know about going, but I don't know when to come back. I really liked his answer. When you go to your sheikh, you know what time to arrive, but don't ask when I'm going to come back. Allah knows best. Allah knows best. So inshallah, you won't get bored after that. You won't get scared. You won't look at the watch. You won't look at the clock and you won't be thinking. So if you come, if you have, keep looking at the clock and the watch, what's the point of coming? So leave everything at home. Sacrifice, come here. Cold heart. I don't know when I'm going to leave. Might be morning time, evening time. We're going to sat with our sheikh. That's it. Understand what I'm saying? That's it. So that the, when I can speak openly what I have to say. When I stop speaking, then I stop speaking. That's it. But everything, alhamdulillah, I say it for this reason, that Allah Ta'ala can give us some understanding. And until Allah keeps on putting good words in my heart, I keep on sharing them with you. I don't come pre-planning with Quran and Hadith and preparation of Quran and Hadith, nor do I read books. I just come, sit down in front of you, and I do dua, Allah, please, whatever is beneficial for this jamaat of people, please keep putting in my heart, and I'll share with these people. I said, so inshallah, no such word have I told you which is not necessary at all. Nothing is a waste of time. This is all from Allah that it comes. Everything is ilham, inspiration. Did I tell you? I told you I'm a poet, and mashallah, the Nas, Nasheeds come into my heart, and I write the poems, the verses, so I'm used to it. I'm used to that. So this, the emotion, it comes, I sit here, whatever comes to my heart, when the switch goes off, stop speaking, then I stop. When the switch comes on, I start speaking. So mashallah, I need you to have patience. When you come, be patient. Just tell your house folk, I know what time to arrive at the gathering, but I don't know what time I'm going to come back. Okay? You'll do this inshallah? You will come with ease, innit? Ease and come from now. You're getting up, looking at the clock, watch, looking left, right. Who's going, leaving? You going home? When am I going home? No, this is disrespect. Extreme disrespect. Looking around. And that person's rejected from the gathering. And he's trying to finish the gathering. And it's those people, as I said to you before, who they're munafiqs, he's stuck here in the gathering, the poor soul. As nifaq is not allowing him to sit down. Where Allah and His Rasul are being talked about, direct discussion, and his nifaq is pointing him into looking left and right. Where can I leave? When can I go? What's the point of coming? Why? What will the world say? That man will say to me, oh, don't you go to zikr? Look how long it is. The gathering is too long. Okay, I thought I'd come today. Because what will people say? For the dunya, never do any action. Do the action for Allah, every action you do. If your heart doesn't feel like it, don't come. Don't do it. If you are pleasing people in the world, you'll get nothing in this world or thereafter. When you come, come with love to my gathering. And come with love and sit down with love and take the love with you. Guaranteed, I'll tell you, you will come with love in your heart, adab, respect. The first condition of this gathering is adab. To come to the gathering of the faqih, the first condition is adab, respect. With adab, respect, come to this gathering. Manners. And whatever the sheikh likes and holds beloved, and with that face and dress code and attire come, you'll get more favors and blessings. Come with that dress code, with the imama, blessed turban. If you are honest student, you've come to get fares, not to do drama, not nifaq, hypocrisy in your heart, and really you want to get Allah's nearness, then when you attend the majlis gathering of a sheikh, then the manners, then what does my sheikh like? How should I attend? How should I attend? Yes, and without asking, you'll get the blessings from that gathering. but no adab, no manners, no giving, no taking. Dhikrullah, what dhikrullah are you going to do without the respect? First of all, look, what is the taste, the sheikh, the teacher I'm going to get Allah's treasures from, the khairat. Then let me see, what is the condition of that gathering? What are the adab of that majlis? What is he like? What are the principles? So at least make your face and appearance like that, that he is happy when he sees the student. MashaAllah, the students come, that MashaAllah, my standard of happiness is just one thing, I'll tell you that today. My majlis, my gathering, if you come to it, then make it that standard. I don't force anybody. I'm not giving a fatwa. I just say that whichever gathering you go to, go to get the first blessings, then go with the conditions and the attire and the appearance of that gathering. You wear the same color. The best color that I like is white. Why? Because Allah's Nabi Sallallahu liked that color. And I like the imamah, the best imamah. The Prophet of Allah said that the imamah, the turban, is the crown of the believer. I like the beard, the complete proper length of the beard, because the Prophet liked the beard. He preferred the beard. So inshallah, you also do this. Come and sit in front. And if you don't get first, then complain. Then complain. Look, mashallah, it's not about if you take the things that pain your teacher to the gathering, will you get his dua? He won't say nothing. I said that, isn't it? I said that, and then the sheikh assigns it over to Allah, that his niyyah is not correct, his intention is not correct. If you're going to a wedding, I've seen, that what do people do? That they go with to the mashallah, whatever the bride is wearing, the bridegroom, the women, whatever the bride's wearing, they try to dress like that. And the bridegroom, mashallah, I've heard this, so they have the same, the bridegroom and his friends and the men, they wear the same clothes, the same color. Subhanallah, this is the majlis of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then come in the attire that he prefers. Black, white, yellow, topis, caps, what's the benefit? You come without fares and you leave without fares. Nothing will you attain. Totally correct, I'm telling you. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want to get the fares? You have no need to ask or to receive when you get to the gathering. Never. From the wali Allah, you don't need to ask him to do dua. Rather, you should just automatically get the dua. Automatically earn the dua. Don't ask them to do dua for you. Earn the dua for them. They automatically, from the depth of their heart, they will do dua for you. Themselves automatically. Understand what I'm saying? This is tasawwuf. Never go to the gathering of the wali Allah and leave empty handed. Yes, Allah says, this is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it's impossible that you go to the gathering of pious company and you leave empty handed. Impossible. You'll never leave empty handed. Never. Yes, but at least imitate that teacher and his principles that he's teaching. Yes, and dress like him, look like him, even if you're an extremely simple person. But inshallah, your heart will start to open up and illuminate. Understand what I'm saying? Yes, this majlis is a special majlis, a special gathering of faqirs, walis of Allah. And we also come, so we have learned this from as well, from the gatherings, and this is what you attain. Totally. I was going once in my life, first time I went to Hazrat Fazl Ali Quraysh Rahmatullahi's blessed grave, and this was his sunnah. And he's the sheikh of my teacher, Hazrat Fazl Ali Quraysh. And you have to travel through the jungle. We got off the transport, we were walking. I didn't used to wear imamah before that. Then, soon as I started walking through the jungle and the blessed grave came close, and then this emotion overtook me. I was walking and with me was Maulana Manzoor Sahib. And then I said to Maulana Manzoor Sahib, my emotion's changing a little bit. My feeling, I've got a yearning. These are all our walis of Allah in our chain. And I said, my emotion changing and something's about to happen. He said to you. I said, what's happening here? What's the condition that's changing with me? That I feel desperate to do something. He said, I won't say nothing to you. Automatically you'll realize, he said to me. And mashallah, you're going to the grave of a great sheikh. Because the walis of Allah, they give fares from even their grave, you can get fares. Yes, blessings. So, I stopped there suddenly. I stopped there on that journey. I said, Maulana Sahab, my feet do not move further. I need the turban. He said, I won't say to you. I want you to say yourself from your mouth. Because whoever comes to his blessed grave, he can never attend there without the imamah, the turban. He is, mashallah, my ilham. I felt amazed at that time that up till today, why has Hazrat Sahib not told you about a grave? He said, I don't have a grave. I don't have an imamah turban. But he said, I tear off my cloth. I'll give that to you as an imamah. From that day, I never left imamah Sharif. I wore the blessed turban. Subhanallah. So everything I'm telling you, my experience, where it started from. Then I said, inshallah, from today after today, from this mazar, I've got the fares. From my head, the imamah would not come off. I said, it won't come off, inshallah, I'll put the imam onto the heads of other people in the world. Forget about taking off myself. And today, Hazrat Sahib, have you got imamah? Have you got turban? Any functions taking place, they'll get imamahs from other people, they don't have imamah. Our cars and houses are filled with imamahs. Because only those people don't wear it who have nifaq, hypocrisy in their heart. If they've got nifaq, it's a burden, I've got headache. And I see that, you get the feedback, I've got headache, I can't wear imamah. I said, foolish man, this is the cure for your headaches, wearing imamah. This is hypocrisy inside you. So take the cure treatment, foolish man. If you die like this, then you'll be finished. That person who Rasulullah sunnah, and in practice in the sunnah, is feeling pain and difficulty, hardship, this and that, then that person's got hypocrisy filled inside. He hasn't got iman. La yumnu hadakum hatta akunu. Rasulullah said that he cannot be a believer iman until he has love for me more than everything in the world. He cannot be a person iman. The Prophet said this. Until, unless he doesn't have more love for me and my sunnah and all my actions more than everything in the world. And he said he's got a headache, I can't wear imamah, I feel hot-headed. What will people say when I'm imam? And he says he's a Muslim. He can't wear the turban. Ajeeb, unique standard we go by today. Yes, we leave and shun the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say we're Muslims. We shun his lifestyle. Ghair, non-people who are not Muslims, and we imitate and we say that we are believers. Amazing. We have good names. We change the name and link it to the names that they have. We have the name, the title of a Muslim is so honorable that Rasulullah used to change people's names. If a person's name is not correct, then inside him he cannot get the blessings. And we change our names purposely. Okay. If you ask, we make an English name, we've got a Muslim name, we're embarrassed, we're scared of others, we change the name. And we're proud of that name, the non-Muslim name. We're proud, an Islamic name, I've got this name in front of my name. Brothers, this is not iman. This is not iman, this is nifaq, hypocrisy. This is ibadat shaitan is making us do. So we get strong, we pray salah, I worship. Why do you pray salah? Oh, why do you read Quran Sharif? There's one sign of iman. La yu'minu hadukum hatta akunu ahabba ilayhi min waladi wa nasi ajma'in. Leave Quran, prayer. Rasulullah has given one sign. The sign of belief is one. Rasul, Rasul, Rasul. The prophetic way. That's it. That's the sign of iman. And there's no other sign for the believer. We say we pray, we read Quran. First we have to follow the Prophet. Our life and death is established on one sign. And that's one sign at all. That's it. And it's only one sign of success. Yes, for the sake and the name of the Prophet, give all of your life for the sake of the Prophet. We have no other sign of iman. No tragedy of the world, all destruction and tragedy in the world, the source of iman, is not due to Quran. Nothing will give us success. And nothing. Fitna, fasad will be eliminated only from one reason. One reason. Sunnah Rasulullah will give us success. No one can, who's got nifaq in his heart, can contest with the sunnah. Whether he said he's a Muslim or from some other nation. The other nation always dislike one thing, Sunnah Rasulullah. So today the Muslim himself dislikes the sunnah and he says he's a Muslim. Oh madman, you are a munafiq, hypocrite. Inside you've got hypocrisy, you're opposing the sunnah. You should be afraid today. You should be proud today. Subhanallah, we're Muslims. We are good Muslims. We follow the sunnah. You should be proud of the deen. And we're announcing today in the Muslims world. Look at what our qawm is doing. Today, right now, the announcement is made in the madrasas, in the schools, that the man's walking around with the imamah. Save yourself from him. He's got imamah. He's shaitan. How you're dishonoring the imamah. So when this is announced in the masjid, so when me and you come out, then they'll say, oh, he's the man with the turban. Have you not seen this? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is recently this has occurred. This happened. This is happening. Oh, is a man walking around with the imamah turban? And these people, they're backwards from Islam. Then the people be scared and take the imam off. Oh, I'm telling you, not telling you to take the imam off so that you start deflating. I'm trying to encourage. Why? Because I'm explaining nifaq, hypocrisy. And going against Islam, there's one limit, one boundary of Islam, and that is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the definition of deen. Imam Mahdi, Mahdi alayhi salam will not come with a new deen. He will bring the same deen that Mujaddad al-Afsani ramtanai revived. It's the same deen. Mujaddad al-Afsani, whoever comes after him, the Wali Allah, Mahdi alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come to revive the deen. And he will be Naqshbandi order. in Naqshbandi order with him. This is the news that Hazrat Mujaddid al-Afsani shared with us. Munafiqs may accept or not, but I'm telling you, this is his the insight he gave, that Mahdi al-Islam will be connected to the Naqshbandi order. He's a Naqshbandi. Subhanallah. And he will revive the deen of Islam in the world. Which deen? Sunnat-e-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam will not end, Quran will not end, Salah will not end, and Hajj will not end, Fasting will not end, Mahajj, so much now. Did so many people go on Hajj before? Hajj will not end. The real Islam will be finished at that time. The Sunnat-e-Rasulullah will be diminished. Such peers, such sheikhs in the world today, such murids they will get. That will shun the sunnah. They will not educate and teach sunnah. They say, don't follow sunnah. You are lovers. What are you lovers of if you don't have sunnah in your life? What are you lovers of? Never can it be a murid. Hazrat Sahib, what did he tell me, my teacher? That never make a person your student if he doesn't follow the sunnah. This was instruction to me. He wrote this to me, my sheikh. He said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he does not accept him, he doesn't accept the sunnah. He's a munafiq, hypocrite. He has no iman. How can you teach that person dhikr? My teacher said this to me. This is what I'm sharing with you for this reason. Brothers, improve yourself. Death will come. What will you do that time? Or me, if I pass away like this? What will I do? Deen is so minute for us, and we are living in the era of fitna, fasad, disorder. And I'm telling you, the disorder of today, fitna, everywhere around us, wear imama turban. Take the criticism from people. Take the jokes from people. No problem. Allah likes that. Allah likes that. You don't need to tell anyone anything. Let them criticize you, joke, or maybe hit you. You have not oppressed anyone. You've not committed excess to anyone. You've not hit anybody. You're not doing any bad. You're teaching deen to people. Teaching of deen is endurance, patience, persevere. That's why Rasulullah's sunnah, we follow it. We don't worry about what people say. Understand, brother, will you wear the blessed turban? Inshallah, you have to give up. You have to give up your sacrifice, your desires. Your iman should tell you that this is good action. Why are you not practicing the sunnah? One sahab said, it's not necessary. Is it necessary? Today, you ask, imam at-turban, is it necessary? Subhanallah. What a question. What a question, what an answer. Is the sunnah necessary? Can this be the answer? That it's not necessary? Yes, a person in his eyes, in his belief, he has no necessity of practicing the sunnah. And what does the Prophet of Allah say? Man raqaba an sunnati falaysa minni. Malana sahab, does the Prophet say this? Why do you pray? You recite in nikah, فَمَنْ رَغَبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِي. Whoever is not connected to my sunnah, I have no association with that person, the Prophet said. Whoever leaves my sunnah, I have no connection with that person. We say, oh, we don't need to wear the imama. He's not my sheikh. He's not your sheikh. If he's not following the sunnah, then he's not deserving of being a sheikh. Deserving is that sheikh top to toe. From top to toe is that person. Every footstep of his life is in the sunnah of the Prophet. He is the sheikh. Leave that person if he's not following the sunnah. Don't worship the man if he says that he's a wali Allah. Don't worship the man. Don't worship the Nabi. Don't worship the Prophet. Worship Allah and Allah's order. If that person is following sunnah, then follow that person as the guide. Allah said, "Thy my Nabi, he's my Mahbub, my Prophet. Follow his lifestyle. Run after him and follow his lifestyle. I like his lifestyle. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Why do you run? You're looking for Allah in masjid, Quran, Salah. You're looking for Allah's love. Fattabiuni, Allah says, O Muslim, follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only then will I love you as a Muslim. What a great verse in the Quran. This is the condition for iman. Allah's condition. This is the line between belief and disbelief. The line between belief and disbelief. You have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the defining line. So will we wear the imama? Or will we still say we got a headache? Do you need imama? Put your hands up if you need the turban. Put your hands up if you need a turban if you haven't got it on your head. And then the hypocrisy still hasn't come out? Subhanallah. You can't put your hands up? No one's put their hand up that they want to wear imama. Allahu Akbar. There we do lots of dhikr. We are ashiks. Iman is so minuscule inside us that we don't even dare to wear imama. Or what will people say outside? It'll be embarrassing. What will she say? What will he say? And we say we're Muslims. We're worried about what people are going to say. Say subhanallah. MashaAllah. Allah is our protector. Allah is our protector. After doing so much dhikr, a person has this weak iman. Because his tawbah is not correct. His tawbah is not correct. He hasn't done true tawbah. So what will dhikr do for that person? All of these are signs that we have not done true tawbah. Tawbah isn't there. Ya Allah Ta'ala, such bad sohbat company. Yes, you're fine, you're worshipping. We don't understand Quran, we don't understand the Sunnah. Just read this one verse of Quran. Allah says, my beloved, doesn't matter how much you tell the people, they will not understand the deen. Musa alayhi salam said, our people tell them, they put their fingers in their ears. As Adam alayhi salam said, I used to give dawah to my ummah, they used to put their fingers in their ears and put cloth in front of their eyes so they can't see the Prophet. Allah said, my Nabi, just sit down. Said, but it's been a long time, you're giving dawah to these people, let me now speak to these people, Allah said. Allah Ta'ala wiped everybody away. And Allah said, a new generation will come. Yes, some people are sad. Allah says, wipe everyone and I'll create a new world after the floods came. Brothers, listen to the examples of the Nabis, of the Prophets. Just one Prophet of Allah, the greatest Prophet, we're scared of imitating him. Allahu Akbar, we're scared of imitating the Prophet of Allah. Anyway, let's recite the Durood Sharif and do dhikrullah.